With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At her confirmation hearing for UN Ambassador, Representative Elise Stefanik says she wants to follow President Trump's agenda in her approach, if confirmed.
I share President Trump's vision of a UN reformed by strong America first, peace through strength, and a return to this founding mission of promoting peace and security around the world.
Meanwhile, President Trump's selection to head the Treasury Department is one step closer to confirmation.
The Senate Finance Committee has voted to advance Scott Bessent's nomination to the Senate for a floor vote possibly as early as this week. The vote was 16-11, with two Democrats, John Warner of Virginia and Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, joining all Republicans in supporting Bessent for the top economic job in President Trump's cabinet. Bob Agnew reporting.
And that is Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration moving to revoke the security clearances of former intelligence officials who signed a 2020 letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop saga bore the hallmarks of a Russian information operation.
The executive order targets the clearances of 50 people in all. The list includes James Clapper, the former director of national intelligence under President Obama, and John Brennan, Obama's former CIA director. It also targeted John Bolton, who was fired as Trump's national security advisor during his first term and later wrote a book whose publication the White House sought to block on grounds it disclosed national security information. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump signing an executive order Monday to keep TikTok operating for 75 days. TikTok's China-based parent company ByteDance will have more time to find a buyer, one condition that is needed for continued operation. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 433 points. This is SRN News. Joe Biden is confused. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In a truly inexplicable posting on social media over the weekend, the outgoing president stated that the failed Equal Rights Amendment is now, quote, the law of the land. Of course, it is not, having failed to pass the states in 1982. The efforts of Biden and pro-abortion, pro-LGBT feminists to revive the ERA during his time in office also fell short. The former president simply states on his X account that, quote, I am affirming what I have long believed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has vowed to tackle the hot-button social issues in his second term. Mr. Trump has said that in the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, abortion should be left to the states, but he will probably seek to roll back President Biden's guidance that hospitals must provide abortions for women who are in a medical emergency, even in states with bans. This is SRN News. A suspected illegal gold mining ringleader escaped from custody with help from police officers after resurfacing last week from a disused mine in South Africa, where dozens of miners died and many were rescued.
According to the South African police, the man who goes by the nickname Tiger was not booked into a police station where many of the other illegal miners are being held. A statement said it was embarrassing that officials had helped him escape from custody and warned the public that he was a dangerous fugitive. In November, when hundreds of men were deep underground, the authorities for a while refused to allow in food and water in an effort to force them out. It was a controversial move, especially now that we know dozens of them died.
BBC correspondent Will Ross. An accident in a coal mine in northeastern Slovenia has killed at least one miner and left two others missing. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.